And Francis Xavier wore himself out. He died from, shall we call it, exhaustion. We go on. The Holy Spirit is ready to give. Holy Spirit is ready to convert the whole world to Christ. I repeat, this document is not poetry. But we have the faith, must be willing to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, each one of us, in our lives. And we shall be only as reproductive in extending the Church of Christ as we, like Our Lady, are open to the Holy Spirit. Said the Holy Father, it was Mary's faith that enabled her to become the Mother of God. In other words, she did not, couldn't possibly comprehend what the angel was telling her. She had read the Old Testament. She knew the messianic prophecies. But what a difference between reading the Bible and understanding the mysteries hidden behind the revealed Word of God. But she believed. And because she believed, she trusted. The Pope quotes St. Paul, "The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." He had spent 3 hours explaining both of Paul, St. Paul's statement and the Holy Father's commentary. We are told that the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit is, there is freedom. What is both St. Paul and the Holy Father talking about? What he is telling us is that in the measure that we have the Holy Spirit, we are truly free. And what a difference between what we call pseudo-freedom and real freedom. What is false freedom? False freedom is the freedom to do what I want. What is true freedom? The freedom to do what God wants. And what a difference between two spirits working in our souls. What a difference. Except for a sentence here and there, I hardly mentioned the evil spirit during our week of conferences. But there are two spirits at work in the world. There is a good spirit and there is the evil spirit. The good spirit is the spirit of course, from God. It gives us the freedom not just to choose what God wants. Well, that's why we spend so much time in talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In fact, we might have spent a couple of days on the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The good Spirit inclines us to use our wills, to choose to do what God wants. The good Spirit gives us peace. The good Spirit gives us joy. And the good Spirit gives us freedom. Then we are really, really what we're supposed to be. Evil spirit is just the opposite. Instead of peace, evil spirit produces conflict. Instead of joy, evil spirit produces sadness. 48 years in the priesthood, I've never met a happy sinner. Never. The evil spirit causes conflict, and watch it, conflict within us and conflict between us. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. You can hear these words, we can read them, then close the book, as we say, go back to our business. Believe me, what the Holy Father is telling us is literally true. We want to be at peace, and peace not only in ourselves, but peace among ourselves. And the only ones that are, peacemakers or peaceable people with whom others can live peacefully are those who are at peace within. Nobody who is not at peace within will ever live peacefully with other people. Do you hear me? How clever the devil is. He would disturb our peace of mind. So, what do? We get aroused, we get angry. The worst way to convert an angry person is to get angry with that person. I tell people, you all have a temper. You ought to use it. Never lose it. They continue. So much of the world today is living in slavery. I'm quoting directly from Pope John Paul II. As I walk, pardon me, as I'm driven through the streets of Haiti, many of these people are living in virtual slavery. How much freedom do they have? And the worst slavery, as we know, is not physical slavery. Now the people controlling, how much you will eat, whether they would even have enough to eat. the worst slavery is the falsehood, the errors that are being disseminated all over the world, enslaving people to their passions. And the Holy Father says, why? Because the world does not know that there is only one source of freedom, and that is accepting Jesus Christ. Can a person even be enslaved by someone else physically and yet be truly free? Over the centuries, so many followers of Christ were imprisoned, and then, as we know, millions by now have died for their faith. Can I be in jail because of my faith and yet be free? We continue. Creation is completed. Creation is completed through the incarnation. The world needs to believe that God became man. Once you believe that, then everything else follows. And that is the foundation of our faith. And God, the God who made this world out of nothing, that God became a male, a speechless child already in his mother's womb, born in a stable. Once you believe that, and sisters, this applies to all of us. Our spiritual life, I know how well I know. The spiritual life is only as strong and as solid as our faith in Christ's divinity is firm. And I know wherever I speak, I have counseled too many people. I have directed too many priests. In other words, and you as missionaries of charity, sisters, you are missionaries of charity insofar as you believe that God, out of love for us, became a helpless child, grew to manhood, and then out of love died on the cross. There are two words you dare not separate, and they are love and pain. You separate those, and you're weakening both your faith and your spiritual life. And as you know, you don't have to, Lord, pray, please give me more pain. St. Robert Bellarmine recommends never asking for suffering. You don't have to ask your fellow sisters.
Yes, Father.
Sister, I have not been humiliated for a week. Will you please humiliate me? And as you know, and as women, the sensitivity of a woman is part of her sanctification. And nuns tells me, Sister so-and-so, even that look at me. I talked to her and she turned away. All of this is part of our life. The Holy Spirit meets with, and here with this is the Holy Father speaking. The Holy Spirit meets with resistance from man's selfish will. As you read this document, you say to yourself, if only people woke up. Holy Spirit did the most wonderful thing God can do, becoming one of His own creatures, so that as man He could show how much God loves us. Over your crucifixes, in every convent I've been, whatever country I stay, is always, remember, I thirst. What is Christ thirsting for? For our love. And that is who the Holy Spirit is. He is the love of God. But you don't explain this, but you better believe it. This love of God, which is the Holy Spirit, hear it, is helpless, is handicapped, is prevented from doing for souls what God wants to do, because, as the Pope says, they resist His will. What then is the lesson? The lesson is, we've got only two tasks in life. Find out what is the will of God in my life. What does the Holy Spirit want of me? That is why I cannot tell you how fortunate your community is, that your community is still, thank God, faithful to the teachings of the Vicar of Christ. You follow your rule, you obey your constitutions, you submit to the hard demands of the life of a missionary of charity, and that is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. And the second, of course, how well we know, is to, what verb shall I use? Let me say, submit. Give in. Or shall I say, give up. Give up resisting. And then, more than once, in conversations I've had with Mother, there's no question in my mind, missionaries of charity are, as I told you, a miracle in the modern world. But it's because that one woman was open to the Holy Spirit. But how well you know and I know, it is one thing to say join the missionaries of charity. be called by that name, it is something else to live up to what your state of life requires of you. It is very demanding. And my answer is, thank God. The year 2000, Holy Father says, is the most promising century in the Church's history. For the two reasons that the Holy Father gave before. Because of the ocean of suffering and because of the mountains of sin. Oh, but Holy Spirit, who is so active in the world today, shall I say it, needs, requires our cooperation. The Almighty, what a statement. The Almighty is helpless unless we submit our wills to His. And then one miracle after another will take place. One of my great hopes is that before the end of the 21st century, most of India will be Catholic. By the way, Holy Father's hopes for the future of the Church are in Asia and Africa. Sisters, it's been a pleasure being with you. Thank you for the privilege, and have received the invitation to go back for a month. I told her, you write to my Jesuit superiors. Sisters, I repeat, thank you for being able to speak with you. I know I'm speaking to believers. Pray for me, you missionaries of charity, are daily in my prayers. God bless you.
Thank you, Father.
Now, do we have a bell? It's after 12.